Righto! Quick as you like now, squad. Pick up all weapons and lay those rats face down where they're no bother to any beast.
One of the leverets sprang forward but skidded to a halt at a fierce glare from his superior.
What have I told you, laddie bark? Wait for it, wait for it! Right, go to it, squad! Move!
The young Hares scurried about gathering up all weapons. One was about to relieve Dandan of his spear when he caught the stern eye of his elder.
Can't you tell the good chaps from the rotters, Runwold? Leave that mice's weapon alone, sir!
Pulling off his hat, he strode ponderously down the hill. Bending a leg in front of Marielle, he bowed with a totally overdone flourish.
Field Marshal Meldrum Fallowthorn at your service, ma'am. Though my reputation oft precedes me. No doubt you've heard my name bandied about hither and yon, what?
Marielle could only shake her head.
Who was this? There's a thing,
said the Hare, raising his eyebrows.
Never heard of old Meldrum the Magnificent? It's astounding. Never mind, my dear, you will.
Introductions were in order all round. The moles thanked their rescuers profusely, the old one tugging his snout respectfully to the warriors who had saved them.
Thank ye kindly, good beasts. I be Ferp Straightfurrer, and these your infants be my daughter's lot, Burdell, Grumby, and Porgo, Straightfurrer's all. Biddy tattle beast, good day, moles.
The three little ones tugged their snouts politely.
Good afternoon, sirs. Fine day, ma'am.
Meldrum turned his attention to the rats lying with their noses pressed into the sand.
Now then, you blackguards. Up on those paws, smart lag. One, two, up.
The rats did as they were bidden with alacrity. Meldrum prodded one in the stomach with his rod butt.
Now, listen hard, you great stinker. I'm promoting you pro tem officer of this mob. You see that hill yonder? Well, if you ain't all over it and gone in two flicks of me eye, I'll make rat pudding with the lot of you. Understand?
The rat nodded, knowing his life depended on it. Meldrum signalled to his leveret squad and Marielle's group.
Weapons at the ready. Shoot at will if they don't move quick enough. Aim for between the shoulder blades. Righto, attention, vermin. On my command of run, you'll flipping well run for your lives. Got it? Good. Ready? Run!
Sand scattered in all directions as the terrified rats fled, stumbling helter-skelter over the hill. In an amazingly short time, they were gone from sight. Field Marshal Meldrum Fallowthorn sniffed disdainfully.
Rats! Never could abide the rotters. Nasty slime, not a scrap of guts or discipline in any of them.
Bowley stood goggling at the array of decorations jingling and rattling on the Field Marshal's tunic.
Quah! A real live warrior! What do you get all those medals for, sir?
Meldrum's chest swelled and he gave Bowley a swift wink.
Battles, young hog, my lad. That's what a chap earns these gongs for. This one was the Eastern Campaign. And the big star here I got to subdue in a stout uprising. Ha! Made those blighters jump, I can tell you. See these coloured bars? Earned them for walloping weasels up north. This here special silver shield was for biffing the daylights out of a snake. The most arrogant adder I ever met. A real binder. Now, about this golden crescent with a ferret straddling it.
The young leverous Runtwald whispered to Marielle and Dandin.
Good old Uncle Mel. We're his nephews, you know. He makes all those medals and awards them to himself, but only when he's thoroughly earns them. The old fellow's a tough hill warrior and a real tough.
Firp gestured in the direction of a hill to the west.
Could I offer a good beast some refreshment? Main much, though you'll be welcome to my dwelling to share it.
Meldrum donned his hat and, pulling his ears through the holes, he signalled his squad into line.
Refreshments? Oh, I say, that's rather civil of you, old mole chap. Bib and tucker's me favourite exercise. Lead on!